Ocals, globalize the Intifada. Mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani must be deported. By Jasmine Jordan on June 27, 2025. Representative Andy Ocals, RTN, is urging the Department of Justice to investigate New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani for possible denaturalization, saying Mamdani may have failed to disclose sympathies or support for individuals convicted of terrorism-related offenses prior to becoming a U.S. citizen. The call has sparked sharp criticism from House Democrats, who describe Ocals' actions as un-American, Islamophobic, and anti-immigrant. Representative Andy Ocals, RTN, is urging the Department of Justice to investigate New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani for possible denaturalization, saying Mamdani may have failed to disclose sympathies or support for individuals convicted of terrorism-related offenses prior to becoming a U.S. citizen. The call has sparked sharp criticism from House Democrats, who describe Ocals' actions as un-American, Islamophobic, and anti-immigrant. On Thursday, Ocals posted on X, "Zoran Little Mohammed Mamdani is an anti-Semitic, socialist, communist who will destroy the great city of New York. He needs to be deported. Which is why I am calling for him to be subject to denaturalization proceedings." Attached to the post was a letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi urging a formal investigation under 8 U.S.C. Section 1451A, which permits revoking naturalized citizenship if an individual is found to have lied or concealed associations with terrorist groups during the naturalization process. According to public reports, including a June 21, 2025, New York Post article, Mr. Mamdani expressed open solidarity with individuals convicted of terrorism-related offenses prior to becoming a U.S. citizen, Ocals wrote. Specifically, he rapped, "Free the Holy Land 5, my guys." The Holy Land Foundation was convicted in 2008 for providing material support to Hamas, a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist organization. Publicly praising the foundation's convicted leadership as my guys raises serious concerns about whether Mr. Mamdani held affiliations or sympathies he failed to disclose during the naturalization process. Ocals acknowledged potential First Amendment concerns but asserted that public praise for individuals convicted of terrorism can prompt legitimate inquiry into whether Mamdani engaged in undisclosed support or advocacy relevant to naturalization. Ocals pointed to Mamdani's refusal to distance himself from the slogan "Globalize the Intifada," which he described as a pro-terrorist rallying cry and a call to expand violent attacks on civilians to the United States and around the world. He argued that, taken together with Mamdani's past praise for individuals convicted of terrorism-related offenses, the pattern warrants formal scrutiny. The naturalization process depends on the good faith disclosure of any affiliation with, or support for, groups that threaten U.S. national security, Ocals concluded. If Mr. Mamdani concealed relevant associations, that concealment may constitute a material misrepresentation sufficient to support denaturalization under federal law. In response, Representative Richie Torres, DNY, a vocal supporter of Israel and Zionism, rejected Ocals's push as an unacceptable attack on Mamdani's faith and citizenship. "It is no secret that I have profound disagreements with Zoran Mamdani. But every Democrat, and every decent person, should speak out with moral clarity against the despicable Islamophobic attacks that have been directed at him," Torres remarked. Demanding the deportation of an American citizen simply because he is Muslim, or simply because he holds political views different from your own, is not only bigoted. It is profoundly un-American. Bigotry in every form should be rejected unequivocally. Other Democrats also condemned Ocals's comments. Representative Summer Lee, DPA, denounced the letter stating, "The level of open and unchecked Muslim hatred, bigotry, and fear-mongering all over TV, social media, and in Congress is disgusting. Members like Andy Ocals shouldn't just be censured, they should be out of this job." Representative Susie Lee, DNV, added, "I disagree with many of Zoran Mamdani's policies. At the same time, let's be clear that Islamophobia is real and it endangers him and Muslims across our country. I condemn Representative Andy Ocals' hateful, Islamophobic, and anti-immigrant rhetoric toward Assemblyman Mamdani."